Hey everyone, this is Scott, and my co-host is Joshua Marsh, and we want to say thank you for taking time out of your day to spend it here with us. Our goal is to provide you with insight about our lives, how we navigate it, and how our faith is that compass. We want to encourage you to pray more often, more consistently, and in all things. Talking with God is about just that, the conversation that you have with our Heavenly Father. Prayer is not complicated. We make it complicated. There's no special sauce to getting prayer right. So let's shed that stigma that talking with God is complicated. God, our Father, is there to listen to us in all seasons. Whether you are in a happy mood, or maybe you are facing some struggles and are angry at the world, or even God Himself, He is still there. So join us each week on Thursdays as we talk about our lives and how that relates to talking with God. Thank you for joining me here again on Talking with God. I want to say how thankful I am that you're taking time out of your day to spend it here with me. It's been a minute since I've been able to post an episode, but one of the biggest reasons was that work took precedence. There were a couple of days where I worked more than 24 hours straight. That, coupled with needing to repair my computer, put this podcast on an unintended break. It has also given me some time to think about the message that I provide and how to do so more effectively. At the end of the day, this is God's work. I am just carrying out what I'm led to do. So, I would like your feedback. In the description of this episode, I'm asking you to do a short survey. It has three questions and should not take more than 5 minutes to complete. Your feedback will help shape the future of this podcast. So please, let me know how we can make this better. One of the things I am going to be doing is incorporating and highlighting an article I write each month for my friends over at Faith on Every Corner magazine. There will be a link in the description to their website. They are a nonprofit digital magazine that is distributed in countries around the world. If you'd like to support them, consider donating in the link that it will also be in the description of this episode. The article I wrote for this coming edition is themed around harvest time. For most people, harvest time is when crops are ready to be pulled from the earth and stored or sold. However, Jesus spoke of the harvest in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, saying the harvest is abundant, but the workers are few. Those words were spoken by Jesus Christ over 2 millennia ago, and they still ring true today. Typically, we look at harvesting as a seasonal thing. It is how we recognize that summer and fall are exchanging places on our planet. Farmers work to pull the fruits of their labor from the ground and sell or store it for future use. The Bible has many stories around the harvest and its necessity for human survival. When you see a subject crop up in the Bible so many times, there must be some significance there. From the Old Testament to the New, we have examples of the harvest and the separation of the fruit of the harvest from the waste. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 35, we have King Nebuchadnezzar with a dream where the ungodly nations of the world represent elements of an idol that disintegrate before the victory of God's kingdom. John the Baptist portrayed Jesus as the winnower or harvester of grain. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, his winnowing fork in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. You can find this in Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. John the Baptist was communicating more than just the coming of Christ. He was telling people what Jesus was going to do, in full, albeit in only a few words. First, he said to us that Jesus was coming to save the world by his proclamation of baptism through the Holy Spirit. This is the gift we receive when we accept Christ and commit to living our lives for him. Secondly, he tells us that Christ will save his harvest and burn the chaff in unquenchable fire. There is but one place where the fire is unquenchable, and that is eternal separation from God. The chaff of a plant is its unusable portion. It has no nourishment. It provides nothing good. We also use that as a term for something that has no value. So the picture of harvesting is really an allegory of God's work within humanity. We, humanity, are his harvest. The chaff is our sins, and those who are not believers that turn their back on God and never find Christ. Still, at that time, people did not understand everything that was being spoken to them. Therefore, the Bible is an eternal message from God. Even today, we are still discovering the messages that God gives us in his word. What we know today is that Christ came, he healed, ministered on how to live, taught his apostles, and then died for our sins. The work Jesus accomplished was the start of the harvest that humanity so desperately needed. He pointed this out in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 through 38. When he saw the crowds, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dejected, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest." His dialogue here is not just that the harvest is abundant, but that more workers are needed for kingdom work. This is the call for Christians to fulfill the Great Commission. The kingdom work is not just loving our neighbor or caring for the poor. Those are things that anyone can do. It does not require you to be a Christian to do those things. It requires compassion or some financial benefit. Truly leaning into harvesting and doing kingdom work is spreading the gospel and helping make disciples. Those are the workers Christ calls for, the men and women who commit to living like Christ and submit themselves to God's sovereignty, just as he did by bleeding out for you and I. Are we going to do that perfectly? Absolutely not. But a true transformation, from sinner to saved, arms you with the tools, a stronger will, and the fellowship to help you resist those old ways. Now, we all know that Jesus taught the world in parables, and he did that because his direct teachings were opposed by many in power. And he quotes Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 and 10 concerning that. And so he used these stories to teach people about faith in God. The parable of the soils, which you can find in Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20, is, in my humble opinion, the most crucial parable that Christ gave the world. To summarize, a sower is spreading seed for harvesting later, and the seeds fall upon four different types of ground. Some seeds fall along the path, they're not able to take root. The birds come and devour them, the seeds have no chance to root and produce. Some seeds fall on the rocky ground. These seeds germinate quickly, but they die from lack of soil to root themselves. Some more seeds fall among thorns, and these seeds had no chance. The thorns choked them, and they yielded no grain. However, some seeds fell among good soil, and those seeds produced grain in abundance beyond the sower's comprehension. So that leaves us with some interesting dialogue to digest. The saved are the workers of God's harvest. They are charged with sowing the fields and reaping them when the time is right. So what kind of sower are you? Are you a sower that is full of pithy Christian cliches and zero substance that evaporates as soon as it leaves your lips? Or are you a sower that is promise but cultivates in a shallow, rocky field where the start is impressive, but the long-term care is non-existent? Maybe you're a sower that lures in the potential of life and then proceeds to strangle it into submission, providing no nourishment whatsoever, but using it for your own work and not God's. Or are you a sower who is striving to work with people as whole beings, working to cultivate them in mind, body, and spirit, so that they too can join the harvest? I strive to be the latter, so that one day God will say to me, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Don't you long to hear that too? So I have one last question. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for the opportunity to speak to anyone who happens upon this podcast. It's my hope they find you and seek the relationship you offer so freely despite what it cost you. Give us strength to sow among good soil and not lead others among thorns or rocky ground. Give us patience to be ready when called upon. The harvest is abundant, and I will do my duty to sow the fields and work for your glory and not my own. Thank you for the birth, life, death, and resurrection of your Son. Without his work, we could not enjoy your presence as we do today. I love you, Father. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you again for taking time out of your day to spend with us. Can I ask a small favor? Okay, well, maybe it's a couple, but they are really important. First, can you subscribe to us? Second, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you give us a rating and let us know how we're doing? That helps our podcast get discovered. And if I'm honest, it makes us feel good too. Even if it's just a 1 star out of 5, it's crucial feedback so that we can improve. One last thing, can you share this with your family or friends? We're on all major podcast platforms, and even if it's just 2 people, maybe your whole Facebook or Twitter, whatever you're comfortable with, we're happy to have that. It would mean the world to us, because every little bit helps us get discovered and allows us to share God's message to the world. We hope that by sharing this prayer with you, that you are encouraged to pray more often and more comfortably. And most importantly, your relationship with God grows in talking with Him. If you'd like to share a prayer, check out the link below and contact us. We love you and hope that you visit us again next week.